Well, definitely late summer and early fall. I mean, I guess I've only been here this 1 year, so I can't say for sure, but it seems pretty evident that this is a rainy time in Taiwan. Lots of rain. Today when I left the house, it was raining a little bit. Left the house. Fucking Canadian accent, man. This shit's not going anywhere. But it wasn't raining very hard, and it stopped now. I've taken a little subway ride, and now it's all right. And yeah, the upcoming week looks much worse, because not only is it potential rain, but apparently it could be like the edges of a typhoon hitting. So yeah, it was a typhoon that delayed me for 2 days when I first came to Taiwan. Got me caught overnight in an airport in Shanghai. Which, I mean, that's the kind of thing I don't think I'll ever have rose-colored glasses about, you know, crap like staying overnight, sleeping on the floor in an airport in an uncomfortable, authoritarian country. But it does feel better than it did at the time. It's like, well, it's memorable. You know, I can really visualize the spot where I slept on the floor in the big, fairly empty concourse. 2 in the morning, like I can, I'll remember that, that's for fucking sure. So that's something. But anyway, typhoon activity's returning apparently, so yeah, this seems like my best chance to go do something before things potentially get crazy. So I'm gonna go to Queen's Head. I'm waiting for the 953 shuttle bus from some university that I'm walking through right now just to get away from the traffic. Got like 20 minutes till the bus arrives, so it should be all right. But to tie into last episode, where I finally went up the tall mountain, the 1,100-foot mountain in Taipei, turns out that's technically the highest I've ever been. I went and looked it up, and the Grouse Grind, Grouse Mountain in British Columbia, is 1,000 meters, and it was a lot tougher. It's really steep. It's just like a straight-up walk. Much, much harder. The walk I did the other day was not that tough, but technically, it's the highest I've ever been on the planet Earth. You know, outside of being in an airplane. But that's weird too, because it's really conceptual. I mean, that was when it was just so foggy I couldn't see anything. It did not feel like I was up in the air, except in an abstract way. But technically that's the new champ, 1,100 meters. That's the highest mountain I've been on. And that thing in Grouse Mountain, I mean, that was years ago I went up that. That one feels different, because that's just one of the rare Canadian mountains that doesn't happen very often. And actually, I don't know, 1,000 meters was its highest point, but honestly, I guess I don't know if I actually did go to the highest point. Anyway, whatever. And yeah, good old pronunciation. So that mountain, I mean, you know, I should really try to look these things up ahead of time, so I'm not saying the wrong name over and over. But to be fair, I did come up with that plan on the fly last episode, and I didn't even know the name of the mountain. I just knew it started with a Q. So the mountain's name, it's Q-I-X-I-N-G. So I knew that the X was a sh sound. So I guess I was saying Kixing, Kixing. But it turns out the Q is ch, so it's Chishing. Or Chishing. I'm probably still saying that wrong, you know, doing my best, but basically Chishing. And I was thinking, like, man, how do you get chi out of a Q? Like, it's not even close phonetically. And I was thinking how, you know, in Japan, when they write stuff out, it's actually really accurate. You just say it how it's written, and that's it. And it's oftentimes a odd Japanese-ified version of an English word, but it is, you say it the way it's written. And then Korea didn't seem too different. Not that I picked up a lot of words, but just, you know, like Busan instead of Busan. Or I remember one of my Korean friends in Vancouver always pronounced vanilla as banilla. And, you know, I was saying Jecheon, but it's Jecheon, you know, little stuff. With Chinese, it does seem like it's pretty random. You really need to know what the sound is supposed to be. If you just try to say it in a North American English kind of way, it's not going to come out even close to right. But that's definitely not unique to Asian languages at all, because I was thinking how when I was in the Netherlands, if you just say a Dutch word in a North American way, sometimes you'll get away with it, but oftentimes people really won't know what you're talking about, even simple words. Zuid is south, but they don't say Zuid, it's like Jot or something, you know? It's pretty different. So I guess I just gotta try to remember, if I see a Q, it's a ch sound. But also, when you think about English, what the fuck is up with Q anyway? Why do we have Q? Q is just a K. Sometimes it's just a hard C. You know, we have so many different ways to make this one sound. Like, I don't know when Q is ever necessary. I'm pretty sure you could remove Q from our alphabet entirely. So it's kind of weird for me to say, like, oh, the Q is pronounced different. Well, good. It should be. At least Q has a fucking use when it is pronounced differently from a K. We just pronounce the sounds the same, so it's totally pointless. But yeah, coming down at night was actually quite a problem. I would definitely recommend against that, because by the time I got to the bottom, it was getting really dark, and it's one of those cases of just reverse engineering a route is so much harder than you expect, because to get to that entrance to the mountain, I had to go through a walkway, a pedestrian walkway under a road that then went up some steps. But I don't even know what it looks like from the reverse angle. I didn't even think to turn around and look at it as I exited to have a visual idea of what I was looking for on the way back. So when I came back and I got to like the information lodge at the bottom and I was in a slightly different area than I was originally, you know, just somewhere on that campus I got turned around. And in the dark especially, with no one around, I couldn't find that little walkway for the life of me. So I just ended up taking a different path, and it wasn't too bad. I mean, I probably only got derailed for about 20 minutes where I had to walk along a little pedestrian walkway. But because it didn't go under the road, I had to kind of go along the road, and it got fully dark. And then I'm pulling out my phone, and frogs start appearing, and they're bouncing away from my flashlight, and I got to be careful not to step on them. And they kept leading me toward the entrance. The entrance gate to Yangmingshan, and it just wouldn't, like it didn't, I guess because in the daytime it's just a nice little walk. It's like, who cares the exact distance? It's only 20 minutes. But because it didn't have, if even, maybe less than 20 minutes, it felt long because it was dark. But since it didn't have distances, I went through, like, by the fourth sign, I was starting to get annoyed. I was like, where is the entrance? When are we getting to the fireworks factory? Stop telling me you're pointing me to the entrance. Just get me to the entrance. What is this? Anyway. Oh, and just because of the geography around there too, like then there's a part where it kind of, the valley opened up and I could see down and see Taipei proper and see all the lights of the city, and it was super beautiful. But I'm like, what is this though? What the fuck? It's really started to feel like now I'm just going fully the wrong way. I don't know what the fuck's happening. But when I finally connected back up to the main road, then it was nice because it was the same as coming down from the other big mountain where it's just so well lit. The main roads are so well lit that was really no problem. Walked back to the bus depot, no significant issue, but yeah, coming back in the dark fucked me up pretty good. And then when I got there, I mean, nighttime is just a whole different world, especially for these, like, you know, I took a tiny bus that only comes once in a while that didn't have that many people. I don't know if it even runs at night at all, you know, like hiking is over. So at the bus depot, there was like nobody there except me and one lady. And just a random big full-size bus showed up that just said it was going to an MRT station. So, and she was getting on that one. So I'm like, whatever, good enough, let's get on. And handily, that's where the bus originates. And I was going all the way to the end to the MRT station. Because we were the only two people on it at that point. But a little ways down, we stopped at a university. And it was just so many people lined up that they filled the entire bus. Like everything is 100% just packed full of people. So at least I could just sit there and let it happen around me, you know, I didn't have to get off midway through. That helped a lot. But yeah, it was just through the main road. There's like the one big thick road on Google Maps that goes all the way up there. It's the one I walked down the first time I was in that area. So I rode it and it took forever and it was kind of unpleasant, but ultimately connected to an MRT. Once I got to the subway station, I was feeling pretty good. I was like, yeah. Taipei is cool. I like it here. Even when you're up by the mountains, it's quite easy to get around and all the transit's quite good. But yeah, getting from the bottom of the mountain just to the bus is significantly tougher than I expected. Kind of fucked me up. But all right, I should stop yammering because 20 minutes sounds like a long bus wait, but it can add up fast. and I gotta make sure I don't miss this bus. This is gonna be a long ride, unfortunately. This is gonna be a long fucking ride. Where am I anyway? National Taipei University of... And my little map, that's all it says. Whatever. Oh, here we go. National Taipei University of Technology at Zhongshou, which I'm sure I'm saying wrong. And I'm heading all the way to the East Coast. So yeah, I feel like this bus ride, I don't know, could be, is it like 90 minutes? Hopefully it's not that long, but hey, whatever, we'll see. All right, I'm on the 953 Express bus, and everybody emptied out of this thing at the university. Me and three old ladies got on, so I'm sitting at the back of the bus all by myself. So I guess we'll see how express it is and how many people it picks up on the way. But for now, I can yammer to myself. And yeah, I just figure I will to pass the time a little on this potentially long bus ride. It is nice, like I always say. I mean, I know it's a basic thing everyone has, but that I somehow traveled around in 2019 without the GPS blue dot Google map thing on my phone. It's nice now that I can pull it out and just see where I'm at, you know, just see where my dot's at. Yo, where my dot's at? But I'll wait till I get way further on before I do that. And for now, just looking out the window, just watching Taipei go by. And this bus only beeps when it turns, so that's not so bad. I can edit out those beeps. But yeah, this place, the Queen's Head, it's called. And it looks pretty cool now that I'm aware of it, even just on the map. It's just there's the coastline, which it did make me think, I mean, with all the rain and stuff, this will probably not be a plan, but how I loved walking around the coast of Jeju. I'm looking at Queen's Head, and it's clearly, it's the money melon. It's the part that juts out into the ocean. So I don't know if the rest of the coast is walkable. Maybe not. There's a highway that goes right along it. And the little bit that I went to the coast before, up in the north end of the subway system, didn't seem especially accessible. You know, it helped a lot on Jeju that there was the Olay Trail set up. But I was thinking, like, man, could I just walk around the coast of Taipei? That would be cool. Get back to my coastal walking. I do love that shit. But I don't know how accessible that is around here. I don't even know if I could, actually. Like, these buses. I mean, there are buses. But this Queen's Head is obviously easier to get to. Getting to random spots on the coastline, I don't know how easy that would be. It crossed my mind, is all I'm saying. But yeah, this was a very, very weird, inauspicious way that I learned about this thing. Because, I mean, I could, I guess, just look up, like, hey, top 10 tourist things to do in Taipei. Sometimes those lists aren't the worst. You know, you might find a thing or two you didn't expect. But I remember even like when I lived in New York, it was the first time I really did that because I was not getting along so well with New York. And I was like, you know, people say this is the greatest city in the world. What am I missing here? Let's look up top 10 whatevers in New York. And yeah, it just wasn't that good. And none of it was that impressive. And that's when I started to realize, like, maybe it's better to just wander around and find your own stuff. And then if you do stumble upon a famous thing, it'll still kind of feel pretty cool because you found it yourself. And even if you find nothing, just whatever you do on your own, I don't know, I find those days tend to be memorable and tend to be cool, where if I go out of my way to go to a tourist thing, the chances of me caring are not great. Still though, maybe I should do that, because it probably would have alerted me to something like this, so I probably should just, you know, just do my due diligence, just at least take a gander at the top 10, top 20, just see if anything, because I guess that's the thing, it'll, you know, lead you to a lot of, oh, you can go see the symphony here, or whatever. But natural stuff like this, you know, is awesome, is cool. There's only so many areas where, you know, there's a weird, pokey part of the land that goes out into the sea that's all special and beautiful, you know? Like, that's the kind of thing I don't want to miss. That would be the kind of thing if I see it on YouTube a year from now, I'll be like, oh, fuck, I'm a fool, I missed that. I gotta go back. I mean, I'm gonna go back to Taipei anyway, but I'd be like, when I go back to Taipei. But anyway, how I learned about this one is I was on YouTube, and you know, YouTube is definitely an echo chamber, you know? If you search nothing but funny dog videos. You'll get a lot of funny dog videos. So it is probably not coincidence that I was scrolling through stuff and I saw a scantily clad lady walking around. There's these videos that are, I was going to say, I'm sure that you've seen them, but maybe you haven't. Maybe you look up funny dog videos. But it's this whole array of videos of like hot women who like go camping and stuff, you know, or they just go see some sights or they just travel around and it's like, hey, look at my cleavage. By the way, here's how you put up a tent. You know, it's fucking weird. Many of them are trying to funnel you into an OnlyFans, but not always. And in those cases, I kind of don't know what's going on. I'm up on a bridge now, but there's barriers on the side to block sound. So I can't really see around me. I don't know. Okay, it looks like it's not even a bridge over water. It's like a land bridge. Yeah, because I guess I don't think I'll be going near any water on my way here. I'm just kind of circling around the bottom of the national park. Yeah, this is Overpass Central. I do think Taipei, I've seen a lot of overpasses in my life, but I think this is the highest density of overpasses I've ever seen. There are so many of them. And it's not the worst. I mean, it makes navigation a little bad on foot. It obviously makes noise a little bad when you're near them, but it's kind of weirdly pretty too. It's only messed me up here and again. And it's kind of visually cool looking, especially at night. Oh, okay, to my right, there's the good old Taipei 101. Man, that building is a godsend. I can always tell where I am because of the 101. It's looking pretty hazy today, but the air quality is actually good today. I think that is just the impending typhoony weather. The air quality has actually been like in the green, has been fully good for quite some time now. Week and a half, 2 weeks? Or at least I presume that's true. It's been good enough that I haven't checked every day anymore, you know? In Korea, it's like, all right, let's check. Not optional. But at least in the summertime here in Taipei, there were some bad days, but yeah, it's been such a stretch that I've just been like, yeah, it looks good to me. And then every time I do check, it's always green. But okay, I was getting into my base nature. So yeah, I was scrolling through YouTube and I just saw one of these like, lady in a low-cut dress, super cleavagey, walking through some tourist area, you know, again, what I consider a standard YouTube video. But I saw that in the description it said Taipei, and I'm like, well, that's a win-win, you know? This video is only like 2 minutes long. It's got a hot lady on the thumbnail, and it's about Taipei. I can't imagine why I wouldn't click on this. And yeah, that's how I learned about the Queen's Head. She was walking around and I was like, this place is fucking gorgeous. What the fuck is this? And then I did a little Googling and I was like, oh shit, look at that. Thank you, booby lady. Thank you on every possible level. You've enriched my life today, ma'am. So yeah, then I looked it up, and that university stop I was at is very near the Orange Line. The Orange Line is where my Airbnb is, but of course all the lines connect up, you know, it's not hard to get there no matter what. This 953 Express, I mean, yeah, so far, we went up on that, I guess that overpass we were on was to get us onto a highway, because yeah, we're on a highway now, great big truck next to me. We haven't made a single stop, I don't know where we ever would make a stop. And it's just me and the three old ladies and a bus driver. Can't fucking beat that shit. So yeah, I don't know, that's kind of funny that is like, it's kind of a legitimate way to learn about famous spots, you know? You can pick your poison. It's like, hey, would I like an English vlogger? An English-speaking vlogger to take me around and show me the sights? Cool. Maybe I'm more comfortable with a different language. Let's find a Chinese speaker, you know, who goes to the areas of Taipei. Hey, you know what? What if I'm a pervert? What if I'm just a big old perv and I just like boobies? Oh, here's a booby lady. She's taking me around to the sights of Taipei. But yeah, that's what led me here today. Oh, now I'm going by a river. Yeah, I mean, I'll stop yammering now because, you know, obviously sound quality. in a bus is not the best. Hey, there's the old Type A 101. I'm still going by it. It's gonna take a little while to pass by. Yeah, I'm kind of glad though I caught this express, because there was an express and a normal bus. And yeah, I mean, this highway traffic is still not the fastest in the world, but obviously it's way faster that it's not stopping. It can't even stop. There's nowhere to stop. We're just on the highway. This is a big bonus, I guess. This is a bonus to going to the big famous thing, is that if I just pick a random spot, there's no motherfucking express bus that's gonna take me and three old ladies all the way there. Only a place with touristic intentions is gonna do that. It's good to do sometimes. Nice thing to do. But all right, let's quit this yammering. Let's fade out and let's fade back in at the famed Queen's Head. All right, I made it to the Queen's Head, Yellyu Geopark. How close was that to anything? Yehleu Geopark. And the Queen's Head, I'm just seeing on a picture here, it is a rock formation that looks like a queen's head, like an ancient Egyptian empress's head or something. It didn't occur to me that this was actually like fancy pants like this. You gotta get a ticket and stuff. So the ticket was 120. New Taiwanese dollars, so that's like $5 Canadian. I got like an hour and a half before this place closes, so that works out pretty good. It's very windy, which I feel like is usually in eastern Canada. That means the weather is a-changing. So this could be that creepy typhoon-y stuff coming. Or it could just be windy because I'm on the coast, I don't know. But I think I made the right choice coming here today. In case the rest of the week is a write-off. But yeah, the ride here was really nice, actually. So it had those little barricades at first to stop noise, but those went away. And then the view on the highway was actually pretty nice. Just lots of mountains, and there's so many buildings dotted around the mountains and all the trees and stuff. And then about halfway through, instead of a highway, it just became more of normal driving through normal neighborhoods. And we only picked up a couple more people on the way. Took a little over an hour. And yeah, it's one of those things, I'm sure if I had to make the commute every day, it would get boring. But it's way better than like a long subway ride where you're just trapped in a little capsule. This one was nice, you know, just got to look out the window. It went by really fast. Because it's just like, look at all this stuff. How great. Soak in the views. Yeah, it's pretty busy now that I'm here and I have no idea where I'm going, but I'm assuming it'll just funnel me through. I'll just follow whoever else is here. Funnel me through to see the things. Oh, here's the cute princess. This is not the Queen's Head, it's a smaller one. Yeah, they're just like these big rock formations that just kind of pop up out of the ground. Kind of cool. Definitely the coastal area here on the way here felt a lot like a lot of Jeju, you know, just coastal folk doing their coastal work. But that's kind of a nice vibe. Oh, the Queen's Head 2. Here's the second one. Due to long-term weathering and erosion, the appearance of Queen's Head, the symbol of blah, 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 is gradually wearing down. Oh, this is a fiberglass replica. Interesting. So this is, I guess, because the original Queen's Head has fallen apart. So they've preserved a version. Good thinking. Couldn't hurt. But yeah, the idea of walking along the coastline, just from seeing this little bit that I've seen, I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen, because it's very rugged coast, which makes sense because the national park with the big mountains really does butt up directly against the ocean. There's really no room. It's just ocean and immediately the national park with the big mountains. So it makes sense that it's going to be steep and brutal. Yeah, I don't think that's happening. Oh, yeah, this is pretty nice. Now we just opened up to the coast. Can just see out into the ocean. Ah, yeah. I mean, it's neat that they have weird little formations and stuff, but whatever. It's just nice to be at a nice wide open ocean area just to get the view. see down the coast. Yeah, I kind of missed this, because I mean, I was doing this kind of stuff every dang day on Jeju for 2 months. And it was wunderbar. I kind of missed this ocean feel of the waves crashing, the intense wind. It's very nice. Very fucking nice. God, I love being by the shore. I love mountains, obviously. But if I could pick only one, be next to a mountain or be next to the shore, I don't know, man. That's a hard choice because, like, the mountains are so perfect for exercise. The mountains are more useful to a healthy lifestyle. But just visually and just the way that it feels, I love being by the coastline. Feels so good. Wow. Yeah, now I'm on a platform looking down. There's a lot of people here. Yeah, I don't know which one is the Queen's Head. I'm sure they'll let me know. But there's a whole bunch of these. They're just like rock formations that, you know, everything is eroded around them. So they're just jutting up from the ground. But they have like a narrower base. And then they flare out at the top. Most of them do not look like a head. But I guess some of them do. They're pretty big too, like just judging by people, you know, they're bigger than a person. These things are like 12 feet tall. Cool, man. This is cool. All right, I'm gonna wander around, take some fucking pictures. Wow, it was fucking windy as fuck when I was like out exposed by the ocean, which I guess, you know, because we're jutting out into the sea. I mean, we're like in the sea, right? You know, I guess it makes sense that it's going to be windy anywhere, but it was so fucking crazy windy. Like I was trying to take pictures of these formations and I couldn't hold my spindly little fucking bird arms fucking steady. Like I literally couldn't hold my phone fully steady. It was so windy. It's crazy. It's like a wind tunnel. Now I'm a little further on, and I guess that thing I saw before of the cute princess, that was also a recreation. Makes sense. Why would those, yeah, those formations wouldn't be in there at the entrance? They're out here on the flats. But I'm at the proper Queen's Head, and yeah, all of a sudden it's gotten ridiculous. You know, there's like a walkway and a long line of people lining up to take pictures with the Queen's Head. So that's okay. I'm Queen's Head adjacent. This will be fine. I was like, I guess I should take a picture, but it actually, because if you don't see it from the right angle, it doesn't look like I'm from the side. So it just looks like a blotch. But yeah, I'm not going to wait in line. Not going to wait in line for my picky pick. That's okay. I'm just soaking in the overall vibes. And yeah, it's kind of cool, these little weird formations in the rocks and stuff, but it does remind me of Jeju, of like enterprising folk that have access to, you know, a natural phenomenon of some stripe, be it a waterfall or those cool columnar pillars. And they're like, hey, let's charge a couple bucks. Hey, Marge, a couple bucks. But yeah, the overall coastline is also plenty cool, just looking at these big cliff sides and all the greenery growing on them and stuff. It's definitely it's the overall vibe that's cool. I don't need no Queen's Head. Get out of here, Queen's Head. I'm not standing in a fucking line. I didn't even know you existed earlier today. I thought maybe the whole area was just called the Queen's Head. Oh, yeah, back out into, yeah, see. I mean, there's limited, as I've always said, this podcast is fucking weird to begin with. Possibly limited value to me describing these things when you could just go on YouTube and watch somebody do a walkthrough of the whole goddamn place. But especially today, with this kind of wind, this ain't the time. The fairy's shoe over this way. Well, all right. I'll see what you are, fairy shoe. I mean, it seems like they did just walk around and look at all these rocks. It's like looking at clouds, right? It's like, what could we possibly say that these look like? Oh, there's one over here that's like a hole through it people are taking pictures with. Could that be a fairy's shoe? Sure, why not? But yeah, pretty cool. It isn't quite the same as, I don't know, I mean, again, this probably just speaks more to my weird personality where I'm like, wow, this hiking trail right by Shin Dian Station. You just go to the station and you can go hike. I recommend that fully, you know? wear this. This is cool and all. But I do feel more like, hey, why not? Why not? If you're around anyway, you can take a shuttle bus here, spend $5, come see some cool stuff. Why not? But it is a bit more of a why not vibe instead of a wow vibe. But it's not bad. It's not bad. But yeah, this is silly as hell, man. This is so fucking windy. There's no point. No point in trying to podcast here. No time for love, Dr. Jones. Turn this shit off. Ooh-wee, the wind. So yeah, it's actually a pretty small area. I think I saw what there is to see. I didn't see the Queen's Head from close up or from the exact proper angle, but that's fine. Or actually, I guess the Princess Head. I don't know. Who cares? Whatever. There's like, gotta be at least 100 of those little random things. You know, they just pick the couple that sort of look like a thing. But they're all good. There is a further path, like a bigger mountain, that goes out into the water. Even further. And there is like a walkway, like a wooden walkway and stairs and stuff, but it's cordoned off now. So I don't know what the story with that is, but I mean, it's fucking crazy weather and shit today anyway. It's probably not even a safe idea to go up there. It's quite a bit higher. And this wind is like literally so bad that I was getting blown to the side while walking. It's crazy. Maybe that's why it's, because it's just like that police tape, you know, just temporarily cordoned off. But just like this podcast, you might be better served just going on YouTube. I'll do that too. I'll just go on YouTube. I'll just go find someone, do a walkthrough of it, take a gander. And yeah, I really don't think there's much else to do around these parts because it does just become rugged coastline on one side and full-on fishing concern on the other side. But I think that's okay. I mean, it's a little weird to take the bus out here and then wander around for an hour and then just head straight back, but I also really don't want to be figuring out the bus and trying to catch the bus in the dark. It's just very unpleasant trying to sort out buses in the dark because it's such a different world. The nighttime is such a different vibe. It just is all eerie, and instead of looking out the window and being like, oh, look at all these sights, you look out the window and you just see, you know, nighttime lights. It's pretty but creepy also. So yeah, I feel like the old Queen's Head, it's right in the center, right in the middle of the balance of like, yeah, I think this was worth it. This was cool, but it was mostly worth it. Just going through the spinning turnstile now to exit. It was mostly worth it just to see the coast, you know, just to be in the coast and feel that spray on your face and see all the big cliff sides and stuff here. And then the actual geopark is like, yeah, well, why not? I mean, since I'm here anyway, why not? Have some shekels. Let me go look at this motherfucker. Wow, even, yeah, the place where you pay to park, your parking, is shaped like the Queen's Head. It does, like, I mean, this shape that they use everywhere. Like, if you do see this thing from the exact right angle, it does look like a profile of a head. But I mean, as far as natural wonders go, it's pretty low on the fucking list. Oh, and here's the little, now here's where you can buy touristy stuff or squid on a stick and whatnot. Let's just wander through here. I did just drink a big one of the, there's a 7-Eleven at the, near where the bus dropped me off, that they've got the delicious big carton of green tea with yogurt drink. Guzzled that down, delicious, because I hadn't had anything to drink before I got on the bus. So maybe I'll just hang out here long enough, just till I gotta pee again, just so I can time it out as good as possible. Well, actually, I think the bus, though, that shuttle only comes like every hour. So I'll go see when the bus is coming and then time it out to get one nice final pee before I sit on the bus again. But yeah, let's talk about something completely inappropriate to finish things off. This is the beauty of, I did see a couple of fellow North Americans, or whiteys at the very least, earlier. But I'm pretty much the only one here now, so I feel like I can just talk about whatever I want, and it's fine. No one knows what I'm fucking talking about. So when I first got to Taipei, I was mentioning that how much freer it felt than mainland China. You know, just everything was very open and comfortable. And then I was like, oh yeah, you know, now that I think about it, I have in passing seen some kind of Taiwanese porn. You know, just like once or twice, it's a very rare thing. But that that even exists is telling, because you can really kind of, you can really tell about societies based on their porn. Like what's allowed and what isn't. You know, Japan does some pretty weird porn. They seem pretty open, but at the same time, they censor genitalia, you know? It's like open and incredibly censored at the same time. Korean porn pretty much doesn't exist. It's just these comic books that are also censored and are just drawings, you know? So it's like, oh, well, they're doing what they can. They're making what they can, but that's all they're allowed to make. Chinese porn, forget about it. It just doesn't exist, not a thing. So, you know, you really can kind of get a gauge of, like, the openness of a society based on their naughty works. So out of curiosity, I went and looked into it a little more. Like, what is the deal with Taiwanese porn? Because Korea, like I said, really doesn't have any. China definitely doesn't have any. What was that that I saw? It's, like, a little surprising that there would be Taiwanese porn. And it's really weird. I mean, I don't have any definitive information. I don't really understand what's going on. But I think this is interesting. Cover your precious ears, I guess, if you don't want to hear about porn at all. But it seems like Taiwanese porn is very nascent, very new, very fairly rare, and like mostly very amateurish. There's really only one kind of major company called JVID. And even they, it's like, yeah, you know, it still sort of feels more like a higher-end OnlyFans than like a production. But what I really found interesting, so the way Japan censors genitalia, that kind of gives them some weird leeway. Where most of the time, Japanese porn is just normal porn, but they do censor it. But they do have the option, because they're censoring people's dicks, that they could strap a fake dick on there. They do use fake... Fake ejaculate is common in all kinds of porn all over the place. But yeah, there have been the occasional Japanese porn where, you know, someone's been able to catch them out and be like, that's clearly a fake dick. That's not that guy's real dick. But if it's all being blurred out with a mosaic, like, whatever, who fucking cares, right? So I looked up some of this Taiwanese porn, and they were doing that to the nth degree. And it was, like, kind of interesting, because it's like, wow, is this, like... Like, maybe you're not allowed to make porn, so you just go as far as you possibly can? Because it was just like this fucking, I don't know, three cheerleader chicks come in and the dudes are like, whoa, cool, let's fucking make out. But it was very openly, like, they weren't trying to hide it. It was just like the guys kind of pretending to bang these chicks whose clothes were still on. And if there was a dick, it was a full plastic, very obviously fake dick. And the girls had, like, band-aids or whatever over their nipples. Like, they just... It just wasn't... Technically, there was no nudity. It was just, like, acting sexual. And I was like, man, that is fucking fascinating. Is that, like, do they have to do that? Is that all that they're allowed to do? How fucking... How strange. How bizarre, but in a weird way, how kind of creative. However... Then I dug in some more and I found some like forum posts and stuff, and people were like, what is the deal with this? Because sometimes they just don't do that. It's always censored. They always like censor the genitalia ultimately, but there's other Taiwanese porn where it's like clearly just like Japanese style. It's just some people fucking. There's the nipples. There's the guy's real dick. Blur it up. Send it out into the world. So they have, like, it's fairly easy to find, pretty common to find this, like, mega-censored kind of play porn where it's just like, let's just make humpy motions, like we're just goofing around, let's use a plastic pee-pee. But then there's other ones where they just don't do that at all. So it doesn't seem to be a necessity of the law. It's just like an artistic choice. They're just like, yeah, let's just do this. Wow, only 3 minutes, darn it. I came over to the bus stop just to see the time, assuming it would be a long wait. Actually, you know what? It's all right, because there's, I guess this time of day, there's more. There's a bus in 3 minutes, but there's one in 11 minutes. I'm going to go back now to the washroom. I'm going to miss the 3 minute bus because that'll be the perfect amount of time to go back to the washroom by the parking lot and stuff. Have a nice pee, catch the 11 bus. Because yeah, I just want to make sure. It is a pretty long bus ride back. Kind of a fun, cool, nice view filled bus ride. But it'll be a lot less fun if I get to pee out this goddamn yogurt tea. So anyway, yeah, I have no conclusions about that. I don't know what's going on with the hide-and-seek fucking Taiwanese porn. It's either the most censored porn I've ever seen, or it's just kind of in line with Japan. And they just, I don't know, they do both. Very odd. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means at all. But I thought that was interesting. What an odd thing. Man, a lot of stray dogs in the parking lot here. Like six dogs just chilling in this parking lot. It's nice that the stray dogs seem very friendly. Because, yeah, there's a... I mean, I wouldn't say there's a lot of them. They're not just, like, all over the place. But when you do find one, it's like a pack. When you do find one, you're going to find 10. There's probably a bunch of dogs around here that I don't even see. But, all right, there's my little adventure to the Queen's Head. That was a random thing. Thank you, Booby Lady, on YouTube for telling me about this. Ultimately, yeah, it turns out this would have been all right if I had missed out on this. It's like, oh, well, I guess that's fine. I don't think this one would have played on my mind too hard, but while I'm here, it's a pretty easy thing to come do. Kind of glad I did it, and especially, because, yeah, this weather, very fucking suspect, very eerie. I have a feeling I got some time coming up ahead of me where, oh man, okay, the lady just, I'm not quite sure why, the lady just put like a barricade up in front of the washroom. Usually there, it usually is ladies cleaning the washrooms. That happens a lot in Asia. Even for the men's washroom, it's just understood like, hey, don't worry about it, it's just somebody here to clean the bathroom. But they usually just do it. They don't usually close the whole bathroom. Could it be that just everything's wrapping up for the day? 4:20, I mean, it's possible. But anyway, I missed the washroom and now I gotta hop back to the bus stop so I can catch that bus. I think I'll make it, I think it's all right. But anyway, let me turn this fucking stupid thing off. There's my random adventure for the day, my random factoids about Taiwanese adult entertainment. If the weather is to be believed, there might not be an update for a few days, or it'll be an update of like, holy fuck, I'm getting rained on like crazy and my boot smells like ammonia again. Oh, actually, that's good thinking. I should go buy some supplies, because again, it's not that hard, even in a torrential downpour, for me to make it the 10 minutes to a convenience store. But now that I got boots that are falling apart, I sure would prefer not to get them in a downpour. All right, I did miss the bus, but it's only 5 minutes to the next bus. That would have timed out so perfect. What was up with that? Well, why did they close the washroom as I was walking toward it? Dang, man, dang. I have a feeling the ride on the way back is gonna be a little less pleasant, because by the time we get to the end, I'm gonna be ready to pee. But hey, whatever, as far as travel-based problems go, pretty fucking light, pretty small issue. Wow, this is actually weird though. I did get the sense that the shuttle didn't leave that often. It's quite strange that I just missed one and another one is coming right here. But yeah, then the next one after this doesn't have a time at all. It just says it's at the depot. So yeah, this place closes fully at 5. Apparently they close the washrooms 20 after 4. Yeah, actually, I think this kind of worked out okay. I'm getting the eerie sense that if I don't catch this bus, we might be getting toward the end of the day. No more need to be catering to tourists time. So let's look at it that way. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Yeah, so you're going to need to pee a bit by the time you get to the other end. But what if? What if it was a little bit later in the day and it starts getting dark and there's no more buses, and instead of the shuttle, I got to go find the local bus and the yada, yada, yada. That would have been a lot worse. So let's look on the bright side of life. I would whistle, but I can't whistle, so. Hey, let's record a little podcast coda while I'm at the park. I'm at the hospital station park, whatever it's called, right in the middle of Taipei. Nice and quiet in here. But yeah, just for anyone who is deeply concerned, oh no, the washroom got shut up by the Queen's Head. What is our protagonist going to do? I'm sure no one gives a shit, but I was concerned. But I made it all the way back into town, and then I walked for like an hour till I got to this park. And by that point, it's like, yeah, I could definitely use this bathroom. But yeah, even though caffeine goes right through me, and I have fast metabolism, and I have a small bladder, the triple crown, I think really it's multiple coffees. They really compound. The fact that I didn't have anything this morning, and I just bought not even a coffee, but like a tea. Not nearly as bad, not nearly as calamitous. And yeah, on the way back, it started sprinkling, but in a way that made an enormous rainbow, like a rainbow that literally just like went across all of Taipei. It was like one of the biggest rainbows I've ever seen. Biggest pay you ever seen, Dingleberry. And it was cool, just looking out the window. It's like, yeah, look at that. But it was getting dark pretty fast, and there was even fewer people on the bus this time. There was a pretty good group at the start, but they didn't go very far. There was only three of us that went all the way back into Taipei. So yeah, I don't know when the last bus is, the last express bus, but yeah, that I do think I kind of made it just in time, because what I learned the last episode at, see if I can remember the pronunciation, Qixing Mountain, is that, yeah, once the sun goes down, all of your happy little fun time, oh, let's just help you get around buses, a lot of them evaporate. And then you just got to take the very strict standard normal buses, which, yeah, it's just tougher at night. Complicated at night. It was giving me slight flashbacks to getting stranded on Jeju Island when I missed the last bus. However, once you get back into town, yeah, night's only a problem when you're stuck somewhere weird. Once I got back into town, the sun was still up just a bit, but it was very misty. The rain had stopped, but it just was beautiful, you know, the God rays coming down through the clouds and through the mist. And I was just like, yeah, this is just nice. Just feels nice. Humid in a nice way. The weather's finally, maybe because it's been so windy today too, but it's like not insane anymore. Is it October? Maybe it's like officially as soon as it becomes October, the weather stops being nuts. Nope, September 30th. But yeah, I just strolled through the city and stopped at a 7-Eleven and got some stuff to eat, and then I got to this park, and then from here I'll be walking through Ximending and then across the bridge and home. I could have taken the subway, but it is right at the time that like all the schools were getting out and stuff. Like I had to skip the first 7-Eleven I was going to because like a horde of like 13 school kids all piled in. I was like, no thank you, I'll wait for the next one. And yeah, I'm sure the subway would have been a packed disaster down there. Even though I don't have to go that far, it's like, yeah, I'd still rather not. And yeah, it took me an hour, probably take me another hour from here to get home. But wait, whatever, just strolling around, listening to podcasts and shit. And, you know, I'm still concerned that the weather could go insane. So why not soak it in while it's nice? And this is fucking nice. It's nice, too, how all the big buildings are lit around here. The city's very pretty in general. But yeah, the big buildings in specific, when I look around this park, they're very gorgeous, very beautiful looking buildings. They're like mostly quite modern. I don't know, one of them almost looks like British-y. It almost has like a parapet look. And then the other one is just straight up modern right out of the fucking fountainhead, but it looks really cool. And yeah, it's just nice. It's just walking around thinking like, man, this is just nice. I like this fucking city a lot. You know, it's a little hard to put my finger on exactly. I think maybe it's the size. I mean, even going all the way to the end, that's definitely a big part of it. Even going all the way across it like I did today really wasn't that bad. And that was like a special journey. And then here, I'm just like, ah, fuck it. I'm just going to walk. I was at, that's where I was, to tie it into an old episode. Dan Park, D-A-A-N, Dan Park is where the bus dropped me off, in a different spot than where I got on. But I'm like, oh, Dan Park. Hey, Dan Park. I know you. I've been here before. Holy crap. Okay, there's an LCD sign. Did I see what I thought I saw? It's 6:45. 25 degrees Celsius. Holy fuck, that's like downright chilly. That's a solid 10 degrees less than it generally has been lately, you know? Maybe not, maybe I'm exaggerating. I guess some of those high temperatures, it's like, feels like X. But that's like, that's nothing. 25, man, sure has changed though, my heat philosophy. In Canada, 25 degrees Celsius is a pretty hot day. But yeah, around here, it's like, are you kidding? I'm barely constantly sweating. I mean, I am, but this is like delightful. This is acceptable summer weather. This is like, if this is how bad it ever got, this would be great. I wonder what it would be like to be here in the winter. I wonder how it affects like pollution, but certainly temperature-wise, it would be nice. But yeah, like, I mean, I like Tokyo a lot, but I like Tokyo mostly because I like Japan. And just for a city that big, Tokyo's remarkably well put together. You know, that place is, they're not fucking around in Tokyo. They really try to keep it nice. But, you know, as far as the Japan experience goes, I definitely trend away from Tokyo. But I got nothing against Tokyo. I do very much like Tokyo. Then, you know, things were a lot trickier in South Korea. I definitely preferred Busan. Did not really like Seoul. Jecheon is just weird and small and random, and then Jeju is a whole different vibe. But yeah, Taipei just feels like, yeah, I could live in this fucking place for years probably, and I would have no problem with it. Like, it just feels so comfortable, and I just know where stuff is, and I can easily, like, there's all kinds of transit, but you can just fucking walk, you know, especially if you're a fucking gadfly like me, who has 3 hours to just walk across town and listen to podcasts, then go for it. Go for it, son. Yeah, it's just a nice-ass place, man. It's just a nice fucking place. And yeah, it's obviously not... It'll be interesting to go back to Japan because I do feel like Japan has much deeper roots in my subconscious just from video games and anime growing up. But it'll be interesting now that I've been to other countries in this region, how Japan feels on the way back. It will, I think, it might still be my favorite. Like, who knows? I might still get back there and be like, oh yeah, this feels amazing. I'm so glad to be back in Japan. But it has definitely distributed the pressure. You know, I don't have to put so much pressure on Japan. There's all these other places that are also really cool. And, you know, obviously everyone is obsessed with Japan. Not, I mean, a lot of people are. Japan is, it's the money melon, and you can tell. It's harder to go there. It's harder to get places. Things are just packed in and crowded. It's Tourism Grand Central. And then I hear quite a few people talk about South Korea just because it is... also quite famous, you know? It's maybe not as big on the pop culture landscape as Japan, but to some people it's probably bigger, you know? Arguably it's more relevant with the music and the movies and the TV that comes out of Korea. Taiwan, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Just didn't know anything about it, really. I just knew it had a contentious relationship with China. That's it. I don't remember ever hearing anybody in my life talk about Taiwan or saying they visited Taiwan or expressing interest in Taiwan. I never met a person from Taiwan. I've met Japanese people, I've met Chinese people, I've met Korean people. I don't know that I've ever met someone from Taiwan. So yeah, I don't know, if you're in that boat, I guess, if you're in a similar boat to me of like, yeah, I don't know, just don't know much about it. I fully recommend a visit, man. I fully recommend it. What a nice-ass fucking country. So good. And I haven't even left Taipei. I never did do the thing of, like, gallivanting about somewhere else, going to the other side, seeing what's happening. Maybe next time. But yeah, this 3 months in Taipei, you know, the last month is ticking down. It is that feeling I guess I always get when I visit for, like, the full visa. is I'm thinking back to stuff I did when I first got here, even just in this neighborhood I'm in. I just remember I stopped at a Family Mart near here and just sat at the window eating some stuff and just looking at the line of scooters out the window. You know, nothing special, but just these little moments that stick with me. And it's like, yeah, that feels like that was a long time ago. And I'm still here. Wow. But I'm like, yeah, and I could stay a lot longer. If this was like that 6-month scenario, like with South Korea, I would take it. I'd be like, yeah, hell yeah, man, let's do it. In that case, I would go somewhere else. I'd check out the rest of the country some more. But yeah, even the, I mean, again, it's so stupid and shallow, but my biggest trouble, I guess, was just my early difficulties finding coffee shops. And now, I mean, I haven't been to a Louisa Coffee in a while. That habit has slipped away, but that's good enough. How many branches do you need? I like Louisa Coffee. They're all over the place. They have tons of seats. They're very affordable and very delicious. Good enough. Good enough, man. I mean, it's kind of cool that South Korea has like a million coffee shop varieties, but how many do you need? You only really need a good one, and you're all set. Shoutouts to Adia in South Korea. Shoutouts to Louisa Coffee in Taiwan. Shoutouts to Tully's in Japan. Tully's, in Tully's case, it's not necessarily the actual Tully's places so much. They're fine. I like them. But it's that you can get weird Tully's products in stores. Makes Tully's my favorite. Shout out to Tim Hortons in the homeland and in the Shanghai airport and by Seoul Station. Yeah, Tim Hortons is getting around. But anyway, I just wanted to pop in to say that this walk is wonderful and delightful and the city's beautiful at night. And I like Taipei, man. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. Now time to go walk through Ximen, which is also cool. This walk's only gonna get cooler than a semi-spooky walk across the nighttime bridge. And then I'll be back home. And then if I do get rained in for the rest of the week, fingers crossed, maybe the typhoon will just pass right by and that won't happen. But for a final hurrah of good weather, pretty fucking good day, man. Pretty fucking good. A quick little bonus bit at the end here. So it's the next day. I'm standing on halfway across the bridge from New Taipei City to Taipei City, heading over to Ximending. You know, they probably don't say it like that, like ending. It's probably Ximending, right? I don't know. Of course I don't fucking know. But it's a bit of a weird day today where it's actually pretty overcast. Didn't start raining yet, but the typhoon, they say, is still a-coming. But the sun's on its way down. It's behind the mountains. And I'm looking at... Fuck, now I gotta remember the name again. The Q Mountain, the tallest mountain. Qixing Mountain. I'm pretty sure I remembered. So the sun is behind the mountain, and it's like a perfect silhouette. So it's a weird day because it's not clear. It's very overcast. But the actual peak of the mountain is clear today. So it's like, oh, if I had been up there today, like, yeah, I'd actually be able to see. So it does, it is possible. It's not constantly covered in clouds and mist. But it's just cool because from where I am on this bridge, it's like a perfect silhouette. And it's just so neat because that mountain, it is technically the tallest, but it's only a little bit taller than the other ones. But it is taller and you can tell, like I can see the whole mountain range so fucking perfectly. And not only that, but I can see the two peaks. There's the one that's a little bit taller and then the east peak that's a little bit shorter. That's where I was standing when I could see the sea of mist, the cloud lake. And it's just so cool to look at it and see it so clearly and so perfectly and to be able to visualize what that peak looks like. Because I was up there and I couldn't see down from up there, but I was there. Like, it's a weird feeling because it's like I can teleport my consciousness just like, bloop, know what it's like on that peak and then look at the other peak and know what it's like on that peak. It's just cool because usually when I see mountains in the distance, it's like, oh, cool, there's that mountain. You know, like, oh, yeah, I've been there. I've been at the reverse angle of this. But it's, you know, it's a little vague. It's just somewhere on that mountain, that's where I was. This is so cool because you can see the exact peak so clearly, and it's definitely the right mountain because it's the big one. I wonder how you get up on the slightly smaller ones. They look steeper. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that, man, it's just so neat. It is a picture-perfect mountain, this fucking thing. Qixing Mountain. What a cool mountain. What a cool mountain. And not quite halfway up, but two-thirds of the way up are just a bunch of buildings. It's amazing how high up the mountains they make buildings. And there's a bunch of towers, like communication towers on the tops, the very tip tops of the mountains. Anyway, it's a cool look, man. It looks really good. The sun behind the mountain. And I think because it's overcast, so it's like a gray sky, and instead of just the infinity of sky above me, it's very obvious because there's clouds everywhere, like where the quote-unquote ceiling is. I don't know what the fuck I'm rambling about. It's just awesome, though. It's just cool. It's like, look at those peaks. I was standing literally right there. I can imagine I wouldn't be able to see a human figure at this distance, but I can imagine a teeny stick man standing there, and it's like, yeah, that's where I was, all right. That's where I fucking was. I'll have to remember this if I do happen to make it up there on a clearer day. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'll have to look for this bridge. See if I can pinpoint, yeah, so where am I on the bridge? There is a middle part of this bridge where it widens out. Yeah, I bet I can pinpoint the exact spot on this bridge. Reverse angle. All right, done for real now. Let's fade out with the beautiful sound of the scooter lane scooting on by. Oh, look at this sign. This is interesting. The freeway sign. Usually when the names are written on Google Maps, they're just written, you know, with a capital letter at the start and then all lowercase. But the way these things are written on the sign helps you know how to pronounce it. So Shindian, for example, that I was calling Shindian. But here it's capital X-I-N, capital D-I-A-N. So that like tips you off that you say it like it's two words. Shindian, not Shinjin. So there's Yonghe, Shui Yuan, Beitou, Shi Lin, Kang Ding. Maybe I should just, actually, I guess what I'm picking up from this is every single word you just say is two pieces. You put a stress in the middle, I don't know. Again, I mean, I'm pretty sure that there's the tone of voice changes what a word means in Chinese, so I mean, that's probably still not right, but closer to right. All right, thank you for listening. Adios.